SBS Radio.
S tím, jak Austrálii procházejí vlny rekordních veder, připomíná se i varování před nebezpečím spálení sluníčkem. Podle nové statistiky mělo za poslední léto skoro 40% obyvatel Viktorie spálená místa, která přetrvávala jeden i více dní. O prodlouženém víkendu, na který je předpověď neslábnoucího slunečního záření, se Australanům připomíná, že si mají slunce užívat bezpečně. Studie Cancer Council udává, že jen v samotné Viktorii měl jeden z pěti dospělých do ruda spálenou kůži, která přetrvala den nebo víc, a jeden z deseti dospěláků dokonce uvádí, že se takto spálil minimálně dvakrát. 7% dospělých přiznalo, že se bolestivě spálilo minimálně třikrát za minulou sezónu. Za poslední finanční rok bylo se spáleninami od slunce v nemocnici na pohotovosti 278 lidí. V průměru to v sezóně dělá 4 denně. Manažerka Sun Smart Victoria Heather Walker říká, že tato čísla jsou přes příliš vysoká.
Around half of those going to emergency with sunburn were under the age of 19. So that's really worrying because we know that sun damage done in the early years of life is a real risk factor for skin cancer later on.
Kromě toho jsou Australani obzvlášť líní kontrolovat si kůži. Výzkum na zadání životní pojišťovny TAL zjistil, že jen 36% lidí si nechalo zkontrolovat v posledním roce kůži a 29% lidí kontrolu nemělo nikdy v životě. Doktorka Victoria Marr je ředitelkou Melanoma Service v Alfredově nemocnici ve Victorii a říká, že nad spáleninami od slunce se nesmí mávnout rukou.
Sunburn is very serious. It is directly damaging the cells of the skin, which in time accumulates and will start to form skin cancers later in life. And skin cancers are extremely common. They affect 2 in 3 of us over our lifetime. Melanoma particularly is concerning given it has a high death rate.
Doktorka Marr dodává, že na své klinice vidí každým dnem lidi s následky spálenin z mladších let.
Typically at the Alfred Hospital our clinics are full of people every week who lament the fact that they were burnt when they were younger, that they had far too much sun exposure, that they had multiple burns over summers. And they're quite remorseful about that and really wish that they had have known the risks when they were younger. And now we do know the risks, so it's even more alarming that we are continuing to see people who are getting burnt over the summer period.
Heather Walker ze SunSmart říká, že existuje častý omyl, že lidé s přirozeně tmavší kůží jsou odolnější proti slunci. V tomto případě to podle ní ale neplatí.
A really interesting finding actually from this report is that it was people who described their skin as moderately sensitive, so not the most sensitive people who are getting most burn. And that might be because these people think I've got an olive skin tone, I don't burn as easily, perhaps they're trying to get a tan. There's nothing healthy about a tan. There's nothing healthy about sunburn, which is basically what you're going to end up with if you're seeking a tan. So really important for people of all skin tones to remember to use sunscreen and other sun protection methods.
Gregovi Farringtonovi je kolem 55. Vyrostl v Queenslandu v 70. a 80. letech, tedy v době ještě předtím, než se na slunce začalo dávat pozor.
In an era before the you know slip slop slap and so didn't use any cover. And that's now started to come to haunt me, I suppose, in my 50s. Last year I had 8 cancers cut off my head, and then late last year again, one cut off my nose. From growing up in Queensland to now, and I suppose in the last 20 years, it's cover up, you know, sunblock and make sure that I'm safe at all times.
Alespoň k následujícím návštěvníkům pláže se zpráva dostala.
I have sunscreen. This is for my body, and then I also have for my face another one. I got it for free at the Australian Open.
Most definitely placing on sunscreen all over the body from top to bottom, so yes, using the factor 50.
We use SPF and like do it properly, like a few times a day.
Well, I'm from New Zealand and you just have to put heaps of sunscreen on, drink heaps of water.
I have to make sure that I wear a lot of 50, otherwise I burn very, very easily. I mean, even back in England I used to burn. So I've been told quite a lot since coming here. I think Australia is very good with making sure everyone knows, seeing as before even coming here, I've been warned a lot to make sure you wear lots of sun cream, even on cloudy days, because of obviously the ozone layer.
Heather Walker ze SunSmart říká, že statistiky jsou znepokojivé, ale existuje i dobrá zpráva.
These are shocking findings. It's a worry. It shows that we've got more work to do. But in the main, we know that melanoma rates are going down or stabilising in all age groups under 60. So there's a good news story in the long term, but we still need to get that message through about sun protection.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.